谢谢主席先生。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding the statements made by the Philippines and Canada and by other colleagues regarding the application of the IHL, I would like to make some comments. This morning, the Chinese expert around this issue has made professional analysis and raised some questions as well. However, some colleagues seem to say that these questions can be discussed, we can carry on discussing these problems. From the political point of view, we should first of all determine that the application of the IHL at outer space is valid. This logic is flawed. If even the legal issues were not clearly discussed and made clear, how can we draw a conclusion hastily? I agree with the statement by the Philippines, which is we should continue to discuss the related legal issues. The OEWG's purpose is to maintain the outer space peace and security. Instead of setting up rules of warfare. If we change the name of IHL into armed conflict law or warfare law, we could see through the problem in a more clearer way. China is against in any way the spirit of humanitarian law. With ICRC, China has also conducted a very friendly exchanges on IHL. However, in the context of OEWG, discussing the IHL or the application of the armed conflicts law in outer space is inappropriate. What we should discuss is the Outer Space Treaty, international telecommunication law, state's responsibility law, and other related laws. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.